Thursday night, V'halachim Chodesh Halvados, or L'Gimel Shvat, Tov Shinayin Hay. Okay, we're going to... This will finish up a few points. V'chnayim Mikra V'chatargum. Mishnah Berurah paskins that you're actually allowed to read along with the Baal Koreh. You're not Yotzei from listening to the Baal Koreh, but you can read along with the Baal Koreh, and that'll be one of your mikra. Of course, you have to be careful about two things. One is that you can hear the Baal Koreh. You can't read along with the Baal Koreh if you can't hear the Baal Koreh because you drown him out to yourself. You have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. But so you manage to say it in a low voice, and you can listen to the Baal Koreh at the same time. And you can't disturb someone sitting next to you. That's my own chiddush. It doesn't say that anywhere. But I assume that's the case. Okay. Not only disturb, but if he ends up listening to you, it's not as chomor as Kriyas HaMegillah, which is a din of Shemaya Ka'ona, but it still, he has to listen to the Baal Koreh too, and you're not letting him, so that's not good. You might not understand... Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says you can read Rashi and be Yotzei it in place of Targum, which is a chiddush, because obviously Rashi is not explaining every word. Most poskim, from what I could see, it seems to me, prefer Targum to Rashi. Yerei Shemayim is brought down, we'll do both, because Rashi has a certain milo of the Targum, but certainly if you only have time for one, I don't know, certainly, but Lachor, if you only have time for one, you would do Targum. If you don't understand the Targum, well, it's a wonderful opportunity to become more fluent in Aramis, which will help you in your Gemara skills. So that's a very good idea to get used to Aramis, because it'll have that benefit. Okay. Chavis Halvavis, we're in the beginning of the Psicha of Shar HaBechina, and he says three reasons why we have to train people to recognize the Tovos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon us in so many different ways. So what do you have to teach people to do that for? Hashem is giving us gifts all the time. Why do we... So he says three reasons. One, now yesterday I was bothered by, he says, L'chorah, two things, but I was Mayan again today, and I just realized it's not. There's a misleading to me. There was a misleading phrase that I misunderstood. Rov hisaskam be'inyan ha'olam v'tanugav doesn't mean because you're busy. That's why I said yesterday, you're busy. No, he means you're busy with our tithes. We're busy with tanugos olam hazeh. And therefore, we focus on what we don't have. What we have, we put in our pockets. And then the human nature is to want more and more. Because we're not focused, let's say, on Avodas Hashem, and we're not focused on more spiritual matters, we're focused on pleasure, we're focused on personal pleasure, we're focused on tanugos olam hazeh, as the Kaddish HaLavas calls it. So therefore, we focus on what we don't have yet. And as soon as we attain it, we want even more. And therefore, we're always dissatisfied with what we have, because we're focused on what we don't have. So what we always have is never enough. That's in classic rabbinic literature, it's called Yesh Laman HaRosh HaMasayim. But Yesh Laman HaRosh HaMasayim, the Kaddish HaLavas is sort of being mechadish or giving us an insight that not only Rotsa Messiah that Rotsa Messiah, but you are dissatisfied with the money. It's not just Rotsa Messiah, but and you're not happy about the money anyway. I got money, I'm a rich guy, I have a money. Okay, I want $2 million, but I have a million. No, that's what the lovers are saying. Because you're focused on the second million, so then the million is like, you know, it just causes you agmas nefesh, because you don't have 2 million. So that's the Yisalmu, and therefore they, neglect, mehabit el tovus habori aleihem, because they're busy, they don't focus, because they're always wanting more and more and more. They shall leave them totally, ba'otzem, mashe mekavim, mimali ta'avosam, because they're focused on their desires, on their pleasures, so they only want more, ba'ashlomas mishalosam, and that's what they are busy with. Yikol asher yam megiyu mimenu al malo, whenever they reach a certain stage, mevakshim mashu lamala mimenu. Right? You finally get married, and I want good kids. You finally have kids. You want good kids. You know, that's too much to expect already. You want something even better. So we don't think anymore that we have the koach to smell something, or that the world is full of colors, or that we could taste food and it's gishmak. We don't think about that anymore, because we're busy with there's a Chinese restaurant in town. So we don't think anymore that bread tastes very good, and bread turns into starch or sugar, whatever it turns into. But it gives you nutrition, which is a miracle, but we don't think about that anymore, because we're busy with Chinese restaurants. That's what the Chazal is saying. The biggest matana is that you can breathe. The biggest matana is that you can think. The biggest matana is that you can walk. But we're busy with what kind of car we have. And so who thinks that they could walk? Then he says something very, very insightful. Anything someone else has that they don't have, he's touching up jealousy here, really. This is just a beautiful sentence, a very insightful sentence. Shem choshem kol dovah sheyesh lezulasam, what someone else has, kilu nishla la mehem, like he took it away from me. That's my car in his driveway. That's mine. Like that's what jealousy is. That belongs to me, really. What's it doing by him? It belongs by me. So you end up being dissatisfied, disgruntled. That's reason number one. Umashe giya lehem memenu roos mosul sosam. So they don't focus on what all Hashem is giving them. Hashem is not in his thoughts because he's busy. Bal yidrosh means he doesn't have any introspection. Okay, that's reason number one. Reason number two. Okay, we'll stop here.